I look around like April 18th, regular board meeting.
So he updated? So he's mine? So, and this is Kevin. I just took off the old agenda for that one that you had late. You have two new agendas. Okay. And this is that. What happened when we were at home? Disappeared. I did. You saw it. Good evening, everybody. I'd like to call the Village of Round Lake regular board meeting to order for April 21st, 2014. It's 7:08. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Clements.
Present.
Trustee Fry.
Present.
Trustee Newby. Trustee Sanatelli.
Present.
Trustee Turklin. Trustee Wisniewski.
Present.
Thank you. Senior Trustee Wisniewski?
Absolutely not.
Would you please? Would you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Holding for the flag, not the parlor. All right.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Trustee Fry. We work well as a team. May I get approval for item 3.1 and 3.2, a motion for approve the minutes of the regular meeting of April 7, 2014, and item 3.2, approve the minutes of the budget public meeting of April 7, 2014.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Sanatelli, seconded by Trustee Clements. Any discussion? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Fry?
Aye.
Trustee Newby? I'm sorry. Trustee Sanatelli?
Aye.
Trustee Wisniewski?
Yes.
Trustee Clements?
Aye.
Mayor?
Aye. Motion carries. Any public comments this evening? Thank you for being out here again. Make it a motion for the consent agenda, including item 5.1 through 5.9. 5.1, approve the accounts payable in the amount of $229,458.79. 5.2, approve payroll for the period ending April 6, 2014. In the amount of $110,416.25. Item 5.3, adopt a resolution adopting the Village of Round Lake Capital Improvement Plan fiscal year 2014/15 through 2019/2020. 5.4, approve an ordinance making certain amendments to the annual budget adopted for the fiscal year commencing May 1, 2013 and ending April 30th, 2014. Item 5.5, adopt an ordinance adopting the annual budget for the Village of Round Lake for the fiscal year commencing May 1st, 2014 and ending April 30th, 2015. 5.6, adopt a resolution to award the 2014/15 crack sealing contract to Beam Pavement Maintenance under the Lake County Municipal League Cooperative Purchasing Program. Item 5.7, adopt a resolution to award the 2014/15 street sweeping contract to TKG Sweeping and Services under the Lake County Municipal League contract. Item 5.8, adopt a resolution to award the 2014/15 pavement marking contract to Superior Road Striping Incorporated under the Lake County Municipal League Purchasing Agreement. And 5.9, to accept March 2014 Treasurer's Report as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Fry, seconded by Trustee Simoncelli. Any discussion? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Simoncelli.
Aye.
Trustee Wyszynski.
Aye.
Trustee Clemens.
Aye.
Trustee Fry.
Aye.
Motion carries. Item 6.1, Lamb's Farm Popcorn Day is on May 2nd and 3rd, Route 134 and Cedar Lake Road, and 134 and Fairfield Road. Madam Clerk.
Well, you just told everybody. Lamb's Farm is going to be having their popcorn day, and they're going to be at the corner up here in the corner of 134 and Fairfield, and hope everybody could swing by and dig deep in their pockets and donate.
Green Theory, what is that
anyway? Lamb's Farm, they're located in Libertyville, and they have special needs people, children and adults there. And so they have these popcorn days. I think they're giving out bagged popcorn, or not bagged, like the unpopped. Thank you. And so it's just like the Poppy Days or the Totoro for the Knights of Columbus. And so.
Yeah, Lamb's Farm, they employ all kinds of people. They give them an opportunity to work. And there's a restaurant there. There's a farm. So some of them live there. Some of them come in there. Yeah. They have all kinds. If you're a little kid, don't worry about it.
They're located on 176.
And
right by the
subway.
Yeah, it's very nice there.
It's quite a facility. Thank you, Madam Clerk. May I get a motion for item 8.1, approve a payment of $446.31 to Granger?
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Simoncelli and seconded by Trustee Wyszynski. Any discussion?
Thank you very much.
Madam Clerk.
Trustee Wyszynski?
Aye.
Trustee Clemens?
Abstain.
Trustee Fry?
Aye.
Trustee Simoncelli?
Aye.
Mayor?
Aye. Motion from item 9.1 to adopt a resolution authorizing the utilization of the Northeast Multi-Regional Training Incorporated and payment of annual membership fee.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Fry, seconded by Trustee Simoncelli. Any discussion? Membership fee. And Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Wyszynski?
Aye.
Trustee Clemens?
Aye.
Trustee Fry?
Aye.
Trustee Simoncelli.
Aye.
Motion carries. Ron, anything in Public Works?
No.
Thank you. Building and zoning special events, Vicki?
No, I think we did good. We'll continue our meetings on Monday. Put our thoughts together, and hopefully we'll have a theme.
Thank you. Under Mayor's...
Wait, I'm sorry. Yes. Just an FYI, Arbor Day is up and running. We're good. We pretty much settled everything tonight, so hope all of you can join us on May 3rd from 9 to 12. Public Works Building. Come out. You can purchase a raffle for a tree, or you can come and get a free tree after you make a quiz.
Got to take a quiz.
Keep it simple, huh? That makes me miss.
I have a copy of the quiz. thank you. Item 14. 14.1 Mayor's comments. Jowers. This is an update that I want to give you. Some time ago, I gave a brief summary of what has been transpiring at Jowa in regards to the village of Bolo entering into contract with the village of Wakanda to purchase and create and have Jowa install a southern transmission line, which, if that line was built, it would be, quote, from several people, including Ron Proof, a hop, skip, and a jump away from the southern border of Round Lake, down by Norwell and Baylor, Lakewood South. Wakanda, if you've been reading in the newspapers, there was an election last April. They got a new mayor, and the contract that was originally made between the two municipalities got held up. And they had extensions granted by Jowa several times, until it got to the point where Jowa said, we're not waiting for Wakanda any longer. They made a motion to discontinue any negotiations with the village of Wakanda, and also in that motion was giving directions to Director Blennis of Jowa to seek other members for participation in Jowa, so another new membership to somebody else, another municipality. Before all of this came to a board decision, Jowa came to the village of Round Lake and asked, since Bolo has been playing good, they don't want to just not include them and throw them to the wayside because Wakanda wasn't working very well. We spoke with them and said, sure, we would like to talk to you about wheeling water through Round Lake to get it to Bolo. The board made their decision. Jowa then said, we need a feasibility study to be done to see if we can get water through Round Lake to Bolo. Bolo paid $50,000 for a feasibility study. CDM Smith and Baxter Woodman were the engineers that were involved. A couple months goes by, and the feasibility study says, yes, we can get water to Bolo through Round Lake. We thought this would be a benefit for us. There would be some minor improvements to parts of our infrastructure. They would bring water from Jade Lane, and this is approximate. I have maps, but you know what, Ron, I'm just going to summarize this. All right? I'm going to pass these out if anybody has... I need extra copies. We need two more.
I'm sure you have numbers.
I have numbers. To try to make this as a brief summary as I can, the things that we were looking forward to would be open negotiations with Bolo on how do we wheel water, infrastructure improvements that they would be paying for, talking about boundary agreements, which is a really big one with me, on economic corridors. These are all things of interest, and bottom line is having an agreement between us that both municipalities would have benefit for. It seemed like it was going to be a really good thing. Round Lake would be the good neighbor, and kind of saved the day. Russ and I actually went over and had a meeting with Mayor Russell, Colonel Russell from Bolo, met their new administrator, and he told us just to shake hands and say, look forward to doing business with you in the near future. He told us up front that they had been renegotiating with Wakanda, which I understand why. This is what they originally wanted. The Jowa board said no more. You've had your last chance. That was in September. Now the Jowa board has suddenly changed their mind because it will be easier if they seek a new municipality for membership. That municipality is going to have to take this idea to referendum. Bottom line is, it's going to take a lot of time. We still don't know if they'll be able to get it. Wakanda has already bonded. They have the money. They're a pen stroke away from making this happen. The conversation seemed to have gotten volatile enough with Jawa that Jawa said, we don't want to listen to Wakanda anymore, you're out. And now they've changed their mind. And I'm just bringing this information to you. I think it kind of leaves me in a hard spot. I'm going to be the type of member that says, you know what, it was just last September that we said, we don't want to listen to this anymore, you're out of the picture. Director Bledis, go find a new member to replace Wakanda. A few months later, all of a sudden everything's fine because Wakanda and Volo are in agreement there. That's not what the Jawa board decided. And if I vote what my heart is, I'm saying, we already made this decision, why are we doing it again? I'm going to look like I have a conflict of interest here because we want water to come through Round Lake. And I told Director Bledis this. And it's a sticky, precarious situation. The bottom line is if they build the Southern Transmission Line, one of the key ingredients, let me back this up also, one of the key ingredients in this is that we are sort of water-starved in the south end of town. We're short on capacity. We don't have ground reservoirs. We don't have a tower. We don't have a well. We have low pressure. On normal usage, we're fine. If there happened to be a catastrophic fire down there, we'd be in trouble. We would not be able to maintain pressure to fight that. So we had water issues in the south end of town. We were hopefully going to get some improvements to the infrastructure with this agreement. Going back to the original story with the Southern Transmission Line that would be built, quote, a hop, skip, and a jump away from our boundary, we were happy with that because it would be a place for a second point of delivery. Be really happy with it. But then we kind of got to the point where we might be happier with something else. I don't have all the answers for you yet. I just want to keep you abreast of what's happening with it. The one thing that they did agree on is the Southern Transmission Line, where it is its closest point to the boundary of Round Lake. They will put a T intersection in there if or when that transmission line got built. So that is one benefit that we do have. Ron, if you want to add anything, you can, but I just wanted to keep you abreast of a couple months ago. I said, hey, it looks like we're going to come into an agreement with Volo, and now I don't know if that's going to happen or not. Russ?
No, I just want to add one thing. When the Wakanda Volo agreement fell apart, they came to us, we could have them, they came to us and asked us if we would help out, would we let them have this line. They brought all these things and put them on the table, which we never even looked at before. And we're going down this path thinking this was going to be a benefit to us. Wakanda was playing nice in the sandbox, they got loaded up. Now, with this coming back in front of them again at some point in time in the future, if the mayor votes against it, he's not going to be playing nice in the sandbox. That's going to make us look like the bad guys. But in the first place, you know, we're just trying to be good neighbors. So it's, for him, it's going to be a very sticky point. But
they want water. They want water very bad. But it's obvious also that they want to exclude, this is my assumption, that they want to exclude any negotiations and agreement with the village of Round Lake. And I assume a lot of those are boundary agreements because they don't have to come in an agreement with us if they build their own transmission line with Wakanda. So now boundary agreements, they don't have to listen to. They don't have to listen to economic corridors, who gets what. And they are going to pay, Ron, do you remember the numbers of the Southern Transmission Line, 40,
other transmission aid, as I remember, about $24 million of which
Wakanda was...
Congo has about 40% of that.
They renegotiated it. The new agreement is it used to be a 60-40 split.
Right.
Now 65-35. So that's something that Volo did negotiate out of this little bump in the road for them.
But I think the biggest thing is the problem here for us. Because once Volo gets water, they can go our way. They don't have to go back to us. Everybody can start snapping a property or Connecticut's property. And, you know, it's going to be winner take all. There's not like once they have the water, they can do what they want to do. And we've tried to get them to the table and have these boundary agreements, and now it's not going to be introduced for a while.
Do you recall the cost of phase one? If it went through?
Phase one, which is in the hand out there, and I apologize not possibly or adequately titled, would be a transmission main, as the mayor mentioned, from J Lane 120 to their point of delivery, call that by their big water tower just south of 120. And for us to give them the water they need, one of our needs would be from the Cedar Lake Pump Station to Nipperson Pump Station, a larger water main, so we can move more water to Nipperson to put it in the line that goes down Dondery and Gateway to send that water there. That would be 100% their nickel. Camp Dresser McGee designed a 50% contingency. That with that totals something like $7 million. Still substantially less than half of what we cost them for the South Transmission Main. The other thing I might mention, Antioch and the village of Fox Lake wants in, and JALA has told everybody they only have enough existing capacity one more community in the Wakanda, Fox Lake, Antioch population, water being. So there's that fairness issue from my perspective. Should Wakanda be let back in at the expense of Fox Lake and Antioch?
Yeah. But I think, given the course of the events, I think. You have to vote for Ron Lake's best interest at this point. I mean, yeah, you might be look like you're not playing nice, but we would have had some benefit. There would have been some definite benefit for our village if we had the southern line.
We would have a benefit. We would have been helping.
Those people that came up.
Right. We were not out shot.
Right.
You know, a good friend of mine made an analogy of they dangled the carrot in front of us. And they pulled it away from us now.
Mr. Mayor, wouldn't it, the people over at Polo that weren't very nice about the way that they wanted to do this anyway?
Wakanda was the village that was not playing nice. Volo was ready to sign. I saw the frustration on Mayor Russell's face when he came to the Jawa board and was talking about, we had a contract, it was a good contract, we were in agreement, we had 10 in hand. And I could see the frustration on his voice, and he said, Wakanda pulled that away from us. And now there they are, left without water. Here comes Ron Lake to the rescue. And we get some benefits from it also. We also get benefit if they build the transmission line on their own, that southern transmission line. And we were happy as can be with just that happening without hearing the Volo agreement and the possibility to help them out. So, Greg, I understand what you're saying, and I want to be the person who represents follow, but I do not, I am also a board member for JALA, and I do not want to hold somebody hostage for our own benefit.
Does it have to be a 100%?
It has to be 100%.
Really?
So, you know...
That's the sticky part. You know, one person, which could be,
And right now, I feel that with some guidance from everybody in this room, we'd be comfortable with one decision or the other. I think we will benefit whether the Southern Transmission Line is built with a T-section on it, and at some point in time we start being able to budget for our lacking capacities down there for water issues. That's a big one.
I mean, I thought it was the bravest of the board tonight because we've negotiated a lot of stuff in the last year, but this one is over and above. I mean, this has political ramifications, it's moral, it's, like you say, play nice in sandbox with other agencies. It's a lot on your shoulders that, you know, you're going to need some support of you guys, you know, because Ron also, Ron's on the advisory committee, and I'm back up to Ron, so we have to go there and we advise the mayors on what to do. And, you know, Ron's already, he's voted no already on this extension. But I mean, you know, it's going to have to be a village-wide decision. It shouldn't just fall on Dan's shoulders on my side.
My question would be, have you seen it before, Russ? You've never seen this particular situation happen?
Never.
So, I mean, the hard part about it is if you shut off the water for one, you sort of... And, yeah, we win-win on either end if we, so to speak. If we don't, then we can't sit still. But
if I might...
Go ahead.
We lose either way. And so let me try and briefly explain that. Mayor mentioned if the South Transmission Main gets built right at up Lakewood Road Phase 2 by Rainman, that's where the transmission main will be coming. That is shown on one of those plans is the very hop, skip, and a jump that I previously said. For us to get a second point of delivery for water, as the mayor mentioned, we have an inability to fight a fire of any significance and from our nature today. So that would help us, but to be negotiated, how much water can we be able to draw out of that South Transmission Main? Not probably year one, year two, but as we approach the planning horizon in 2040, that could become a limiting factor. Other consideration, if the mayor votes no, Congress goes packing, Volo would, as they informally indicated, would build us that transmission main from Cedar Lake Pump Station to Nipperson Pump Station, so we can move more water to provide them water. So it's a sticky mess either way.
Okay, so the one going through Brown Lake, does that help? Does that really help solve the water of significant fire to those properties in that southern portion of Brown Lake? Will that help improve the amount of water of the jail fire significant that will cause significant? Because I'm looking at, okay, I think I'm looking at the bridge. So this one would be the
If we don't, we're, with some reasonable probability, going to have to pay full freight for that if we can market the 57 acres.
Yeah, but we're not going to get that.
If Volo wants Java water, which they do, and Wakanda is not let back in, the South Transmission Main will not be built. Volo will be at our doorstep. My opinion.
All right.
That's the dilemma with this.
The other thing that I've become aware of, and I spoke to Director Bless about Java. If it gets in the next month or so that they want to bring a vote, I will not vote, and I will ask for more time, and I'll ask Director Blennis and their chief engineer, Bill Susie, to communicate with Ron and put together a presentation to come to one of our village board meetings and have them give a presentation on these two options to the board. And he agreed to that. So if it comes to a quick vote, it's not going to happen. I won't allow it to happen on the board. Not until we have that conversation in this room. Again, this is just kind of an update on I'm sticking back. I'm very uncomfortable with this one. And just wanted to keep you aware of what's going on with it since it has been a conversation. There has been some press on it. And now it seems to be turning the other way. Not at all. Maybe the rest of the job board feels like I do. What do you not understand about no? In September, we said no.
Right.
Why are we re-underpainting it? And that's my number one concern right now.
Right.
I already said no. And I already had a direction to go. And now we're stopping it. But if I make that vote, and I'm the only one to make that vote because of that, regardless of what I want for the village of Round Lake, it's still going to be perceived that way. So I'll keep you informed of what how things transpire, but that vote will not be made until a presentation is made here for you.
All right. Thank you.
Item 14.2, trustees' comments.
Well, like I said, what I want more information on is water supply for that Providence Court, first and foremost. And we can figure out some sort of discount fire extinguisher purchasing program that we can kind of link it to the residents to get a couple extra fire extinguishers in the house, because I know I'm about to go and take a look in. I have one. It's a small one. So that's just my little emergency fire extinguisher. You should always have at least one in your house. But I think we should probably look into seeing it. I mean, I don't know if it's something that and people in the area kind of stop and look at
it. Yeah,
it's pretty
little panic.
Mm-hmm. It's alright, it's panic to me right now, because I'm sitting there thinking, I'm like, that's two stories. My kids aren't jumping out the window, first and foremost.
Your house is protected, okay? If there's a catastrophic event, if there's multiple fires, if that odd card gets played, we can be in trouble.
Right, and
that's but don't forget,
all the circumstances.
We also have neighboring fire departments
right.
that can bring, you know, tanker trucks. There's a lot of options that play out. The bottom line is, though, that we do have a deficiency there, and we can't continue to ignore it.
Yeah, that's kind of where we need to find stuff, and I want to get more information about that, about where we have it. Did we do anything with those things for this? I don't even recall. Or after that, I wasn't related to it.
No, there's a 2005 water study. Am I right, Ron? You can get information from there. I'm just not sure it's a lot of...
That's 10 years old, and that's right when the houses were first being built in that area. So I mean,
the needs are still the same.
There's more housing there now, but, you know, there's considerable amount more housing.
The 2005 study, yes, by that, look at how the dark building room is doing now. So, from my perspective, the finance conclusions, recommendations are still pretty solid.
But our fire department's really good. They've got the pumper trucks, they got the tankers.
Oh, yeah.
They're
absolutely
taking
our fire
department. These guys are taking care of it.
No, that's the
perfect. It'd be a real, like, usual case then.
Well, I mean, just last summer, there was a fire that got away right behind, because just where I, the portion where I live, and there's actually farmland behind there, and it actually got where they ended up bringing the fire truck into our neighborhood to start fighting it.
Was that fire that was back there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I was literally, I saw smoke, and I'm like, oh, who's burning something? And literally, all of my neighbors, all of us were out there, and we're looking and watching, and literally within 10, 15 minutes, I mean, it went from all the way back there to basically to whatever that big electrical thing is, and started making quick action, and we started getting nervous. You know, so, hey, you guys, are you sure you guys got the fire under control? And they decided something on our side, and they're like, hey, yeah, we should probably fight on this side, too. So, you know, it's a good possibility with, you know, what's going on there. Right, and we got a lot of noise, so we all kind of go.
The worst fire in the solar area happened last year, and that was when that car over in Hainesville by the ball field swept the road at a high rate of speed, crashed and swept that condo unit. And it took out two, it burned out two of the units. But it wasn't because the fire department wasn't there, it was because the gas company couldn't find the shutoff valve and they couldn't put out the fire. And it took them 20 minutes before they could find the shutoff valve to do that. If they could have put the shutoff valve on the gas right away, that fire would have been confined just to the first unit. So the fire department was there spraying everything down right for the gas company. So, I mean, our fire department's usually, I got to tell you, I watched Paul and the boys many years, or about 20-some years, and they're good at what they do. I see them take fires and contain them. And
don't forget, the fire department also, they build ties and walls. When they say need, I mean, they go above and beyond the call of duty. And they will cry wolf until they get that. So, you know, are there deficiencies? Absolutely. The water study will show it.
Can I ask email over me?
But don't feel that you're not protected and that you're not safe. You are.
I come from insurance background. So those worst-case scenarios, that's all I dealt with that. Every single daily basis for 11 years stop. Those things with worst-case scenario, I dealt with them. I talked to them. I explained to them. I talked them down. I calmed them. I'm going to protect them. And, you know, we're going to make sure everything's taken care of. So it's very hard for me to hear that there is a decision to essential without going to that level. So, yes, I need those things that come here and absolutely not that way because you can't tell me anything without me going overly analyzing and going too far deep into it. It's essential. So I know that I kind of always see the worst potential something with it.
Do me a favor, Don. When you have questions asked about our water needs, talk to Ron about it and not our fire department.
You know, I'm a helper. This little pink over there years ago, and I got some really good pictures of it.
Fabulous, not nice
for me.
All right.
Okay, so
I just wanted to remind everybody about the National Day of Prayer coming up Thursday, May 1st at the community, Round Lake Community Room. It's from 6 to 8, but the program itself really starts more at 6:30. There'll be refreshments and I have to follow up with Ron to see about, you know, there's six churches involved, Round Lake churches, so they're expecting a good crowd, and so we have to talk about overflow, potentially. So Ron is working on a proposal, which is how to handle that, but we got the banners up. I don't know if anybody's seen the banners. I'm sure there's one downstairs. And then and we have one over at 134 in Fairfield. CBS manager was kind enough to put one up there. And we have one at Atire, and there will be one at New Hope Church as well. The big ones, and then the smaller ones you'll see around. So I would ask, we have three by three size banners left that can go in a window or can be on an easel. If you know of anybody that would like to display one of those, just let me know.
Three by three. That's it. Thank you, Greg.
Thank you, Greg.
Any other discussion? Greg, thank you for all the work.
Thank you.
heard it. I know you put a great effort in it. And expect a good turnout.
Yeah, so we have to probably touch base and talk about a closing comment. We're not at the beginning anymore. They put us at the end. It was the fact they wanted the religious part to be first.
Imagine that. Very good. Thank you. Make it a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Fry, seconded by Trustee Clemens. All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting is adjourned at 7:50.